It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
You hit, oh my God, you are so on target. You are so amazing. I can't thank you enough.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you.
Thank you for taking my call. I don't know why I feel like crying. I think I just feel your love.
Oh, of course.
And I think I'm going to get some answers.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. That's right. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick, and we are off on another adventure today into Flowland, into the place where I love to go pretty much any time, any day. It is that ultimate connected alignment where I just put myself right back in sync with what I know to be the flowing, you know, fabric of my life, of my future, infused with source energy, infused with my conscious direction, and infused with everything else that clutters into my day, the actions, the conversations, everything. It's all part of this magnificent flow. We each have flow in our life. We are flow. As a matter of fact, you are a collection of energy. Your consciousness is information, and you're moving. You know, every day you are moving, growing, and expanding. I love that idea. Can never get tired of that idea. That every moment you're growing. You've become slightly richer than the moment before because you've added something new into your being, whether it's new knowledge or conversation. Sometimes it's just, you know, a flitting emotional experience. It's all going in and growing you. Our topic today in Flow Dreaming, by the way, and hello everybody who's new. Normally, I teach and talk about manifesting, and you can go back in my archives, by the way, and find hundreds of hours of the show on all different manifesting topics all over. You know, I tend to get on little jags where I'll just talk about, well, I did Going Big for a while. I did the Lack Cycle for a while. Sometimes I do how-to shows, you know, how to use energy for this, how to use energy for that, how to manifest this. Sometimes I dip into empathic intuition because it's really just another form of working with energy. Lately, I've been talking about some things that I've been doing in my latest, biggest, most ambitious project ever, and that is Me School. I am putting together a year-long program where I'm now leading my students all through the ins and outs of manifesting, of being empathic and intuitively open as I am, how to really use flow energy, how to be in flow energy every day, what to do when you find yourself out of alignment, when everything is suddenly hitting a wall or going wrong or driving you crazy. So many things that we will cover through this year of Me School. It made me think, you know, I maybe should talk to people about their spiritual structure. I don't know how else to say it, but that's the topic of today's show, realizing your potential. I want you to get a real sense of who you could become. Because as I've been speaking with just so many tons and tons, dozens, hundreds of potential students over the last month or so, one thing that's really come forward in our conversations was they'd say, well, you know, I'm certified in Reiki. I do angel card readings. I did, you know, transformation. I do life coaching. And we would talk about how they've stacked up all of these skills, you know, these exciting, oh, you know, EFT tapping every, oh, I need to learn that. And they end up walking around with these huge, skill sets, yet they're not doing anything with them. And I'd say, so why? Why would you take more content into your life if you haven't yet figured out what you want to use that content for? And, you know, it's the same idea as if you pick up all your books about spirituality over the years and you gobble them down and you love them. It's sort of like that journey is self-paced. it's also unplanned. You could almost see it like the lazy man's course to spiritual enlightenment. Meaning, if you were wanting to lose 10 pounds, you wouldn't, you know, do a whole bunch of sit-ups 1 week, wait a month, do a bunch of arm exercises, wait another month, then do some sit-ups and running, wait a few days. Yeah, I mean, you see what I'm saying? You would say, no, I have a goal. My goal is to be absolutely fit. What does that mean? It means you create structure. You create an A to Z path. You might even seek out a personal trainer. Or you may just find a discipline, a specific type of exercise regimen that you definitely want to do. But you create a physical structure to receive and reach that goal. Why don't we do that in our spiritual lives? Why do our spiritual lives occupy a kind of staticky background? You know, we only go to them when we're often feeling miserable, frankly, in some other part of our life. Then we say, oh, source, I need you. Oh, connection. Oh, you know, oh, I've reached the end of this career and now I feel, you know, burned out and dead. And oh, you know, now that my relationship is over, I'm realizing I'm pretty empty inside. Why is it that spirituality is the back seat? Almost all the time, unplanned, just sitting there. This, I believe, is one of the reasons why we do go around just picking up content, and then we leave that content. We don't do anything with that content. Because our spiritual lives aren't really focused. We haven't set them to the same priority that we've set, say, our career. Now, why do we set our career as a number one priority? Well, obviously, because there's huge payoff. It's immediate payoff. You get money. With money, you buy food. With food, you survive. Yet, your spiritual self is a kind of sustenance to you as well. You know, money is sustenance, a physical sustenance. You can't live without it. Yet, spirituality is exactly the same. If you're not constantly feeding your spiritual self, growing your spiritual self, receiving from your spiritual self, you end up one of those people who after many, many years, you see them, we know them, they're cranky, they're bitter, they're negative about life, they're sitting in front of the television, not doing anything, not calling friends, no hobbies, not much going on, you know, and I'm not just talking about, you know, cranky old men or cranky old ladies. I'm talking about regular people who come home every night and just get into their routine and they go to work in the day. They come home and it's just repetitive over and over. And there's no spiritual sustenance. Spiritual sustenance is what lights you. It feeds you your joy. It allows you to have emotional intimacy with other people. That's a subject I've also been hitting on a lot this year. Emotional intimacy. What is that? Why are we all so afraid of it? For me, it's been just a godsend when I realized that it was difficult for me to have emotional intimacy with people. And that if I wanted to improve that, if I wanted to have more sustenance in my life, I had to develop that in myself. You know, like weak biceps. I had to improve. I had to work toward being emotionally open to other people. And to do that, I had to work on my own emotional strength. Being able to say things, speak truth, speak honesty. Otherwise, that's not true intimacy. That's me just being quiet and hoping and trying to not ruffle any feathers while someone else is being open with me. That's not intimacy. Intimacy, trust, spiritual sustenance. All of these items are critical in your life. They lead to contentment. They lead to you saying to yourself, I love my life. Love my life. And it's not the house you particularly love. Maybe it is. Or the job or the car or your kid's school or your kid's teacher. Loving your life means I love the balance I've created. I love the work I do, the way I give my energy to the world. I love the people who I have invited in my life and worked to keep into my life. I love this strong sense of connection that I have with flow. with something deeper in me that I don't doubt, I don't mistrust. I absolutely and utterly trust myself to make good decisions. And I trust that when I need to be opened, when my eyes need to be opened to something in me that's holding me back, I trust that it's the right time and I'm being shown it because I need it. Right? This all falls in the realm of spiritual sustenance. And for everybody who considers themselves a seeker or wishes for enlightenment or wishes to be part of the healing community or light workers community, whatever you call it, you'll discover that you need spiritual structure in your life. And this does not mean necessarily an organized religion of some type or anything where you're not allowed to play and explore. For instance, my spiritual structure, I play and explore every day. I drag in all kinds of things to help me do that. Sometimes, yeah, it is a class in energy work. Sometimes it's a class in business. Sometimes it's something else, a vacation that I lead myself into because I want to do something that breaks me out of my regular routine. All of these components become part of me feeding myself, feeding your soul, right? Where does that come from? Feeding your soul. So the question I have for you today is, if you were to do this, if you were to say, okay, my spiritual self, yes, I've always been passively interested and I've done things here and there, but I've never really put it all together. What happens to you if you do put it all together? You realize your potential is what happens. You realize your fullest potential. You know, remember all the parents, Johnny's not living up to his potential. He's such a smart boy, but he just won't do his homework. It's that feeling that there is excellence in you. There is a top tier way to live. I don't mean financially even. I mean inside yourself, where you feel bountiful. You feel everything is within reach. What do I want in my life? Who do I want to have in my life? What kind of people do I want to be with in my life? Where do I want to live in my life? Your spiritual structure takes you there. It's the beacon. It informs all the choices you make day to day, the choice of what job you're going to get, the choice of what car you're going to get, the choice of what, it informs all of that. It becomes your vision for who you want to become. People get it all backwards. They think, well, once I become a doctor, once I become a teacher, once I become a salesman, whatever it is, you know, then once I get a house, once I get all these little physical things, you know, puzzle pieced in place, then I will have achieved the life. Like, no. Those are the pieces you bring in as you're achieving your spiritual goal. Because those pieces have to fit the larger you, the deeper emotional feelings that you're chasing in your life. Chasing and becoming in your life. So are you on a lazy man's unplanned, you know, course to nowhere? Or are you saying, I'm going to invest in myself? That's another conversation I've been having with a lot of people. They say they want people to invest in them, to believe in them. You know, they want their clients to come to them. They want their sister to believe them when they give them advice. They want other people to invest in them. And I say, are you investing in yourself? Do you do things for yourself? Do you improve yourself? You know, this comes up a lot with Me School because it's a form for investing in yourself, for investing in your spiritual future, in the bigger picture. Who am I? What makes me feel content? How do I work with the universe to get there? So the house, the car, all of that line up. So that's a big question. Do you invest in yourself? If you don't, how do you expect anybody else to ever invest in you? You invest in yourself. You can't ask someone else to do something for you or believe you or buy something from you or coach with you or anything if you're not also getting that same thing somewhere else in your life. See where I'm getting at? Okay. So I would like you, once you've decided what course am I really on, to take some time after this, maybe take some time after the show today, and maybe write a little bit. Do I have any spiritual vision for myself? Some of you guys are going to say, yeah, I do have a goal. I want to be a healer. I want to give back to the world. Now, that's great. Those are traditional ways of associating with a spiritual goal, giving back to others, going into healing work, powerful. Some of you, though, were saying, no, I don't really want to do either of those. So what does my spiritual life look like? And I'd say to you, let's think about the areas of your life that are not as fulfilled as they could be. Stop thinking them as an area. Stop thinking of it as your love life. Stop thinking of it as your work or your health. Let's call it something very different now. Let's put it in a different context. Let's say I'm moving toward ever greater fulfillment in my life, where I have connected with Source. I know how to manifest or co-create to my absolute highest potential. My intuition is my constant guide and companion that I trust implicitly. Now, when I look at my love life and I have all of those strengths in me, now how am I going to come at it? You'll come at your love life very differently. You'll say, oh, right. My partner, I guess I need to do this or that or that, or place myself in this energy or whatever it may be. But believe me, you will look at that area of your life differently once you look at it from your spiritual completion standpoint. Hope you see what I'm getting at. Okay. So that is, I think, a larger idea. It may take some time to settle in. You may be still wondering, what is she talking about? It's kind of like this. Here's another example. When I've been asking potential students, because I'm talking to every one of them individually, why do you want to learn to manifest? Why do you want to learn about empathic intuition? What are you going to do with it? You know, they're stumped. They're like, well, do I have to tell you? Like, no, you don't have to tell me. I said, and I don't expect you to go out and, you know, be a psychic for a living either. But what would it do for you? How are you going to integrate it into your life? What's it going to do for the way that you're living? Ah, now we start to get. And that's often where I see the answer is, I really don't know. It just sort of felt right. And I'll say, maybe you ought to go further in that. It felt right. Maybe you ought to realize that you want to manifest because you've encountered some areas of your life that feel restricted. Maybe you're realizing you've got some beliefs stuck in you, some patterns in you, and it's time to move past them. And you're going to manifest your way past them. Yes, some people focus on healing their way past them. Some focus on manifesting their way past them. Me, when I work in flow, it's usually a combination of both. Healing becomes manifesting because manifesting truly is a choice moment to moment with what you're doing with your energy and how you're guiding it. If you're saying, if I say to my flow, boy, there's a part of me that really has been holding me back and I just became aware of it and I want to heal this, I'm truly ready to heal and move on. What do you think my flow hears? What is the universe hearing now? It's hearing a request. A request is my energy going forward saying, I'm ready to heal. Help me heal. Bring in things into my life that will do that for me. Bring in the right people or the circumstances or the relationship or the new workplace, whatever, that will help me heal. You see there, it's the same thing as manifesting. It's a request. The universe has to fulfill it for you. It's working toward moving you toward your next step. And what is anything that works toward moving you into your next step in life? Well, that's your spiritual path. See, it all leads back to that. The spiritual path. Are you conscious on it? Have you thought, I'm going to start directing this. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to school for my spiritual path. I'm not just learning things now. I'm putting them into my life and I'm doing them. I'm becoming them. I'm changing my thinking. I'm changing my relationship to not just Source and the universe, but I'm changing my relationship to everyone around me. Why? Is it intentional? No, not really. Just that as I change and grow, they will have to react to me differently. And our relationships will change. And I trust they'll change for the better. Because what I'm offering is growth. And, you know, if a person can't respond to that growth with growth, I'll reevaluate. our relationship. You can see how this simple seeming, yeah, we make our futures, blah, 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 gets really deep really fast. And it starts to go into how we live, our thoughts about our lives, the quest, the adventure that we're on. For me, flow dreaming has become a way to navigate all of life, navigate it better and better. It has yet to take me into an area that wasn't worth exploring. I am filled with joy when I anticipate where it will continue to take me in the next 10 years. I have no idea. But I know it's going to be good for me because I've committed to that. And I've stood up. I've come up and said, I will do whatever I need to do in this spiritual strengthening that's going on in my life. And that means, yeah, I'll have to face fears and yeah, I'll have to, you know, let go of things. Yes, I'll have to even embody success and all the strange new world things that come with that. You know, when your friends suddenly realize you're successful, whoa, that's a whole new place to be in your head. You have to wrap yourself around that. Every experience has its challenge, but I stand up for each one because I say, I'm ready. What else am I going to do in my life? I mean, really, what else? What else is more important than that? Because from that, that's how I do everything else. It's how I raise my kids. It's how I love my family and on and on. So I hope, you know, that didn't really teach you how to flow dream. If you want to know how to do that, by the way, this thing I'm talking about, go visit my website, flowdreaming.com. Go to the manifesting store and you'll see all kinds of gorgeous pre-recorded audio MP3s. They're flow dreams. They won't sound like a meditation to you. They are infused with emotion, with energy. There's often, the music is often, you know, a little bouncier. It's because it's a communication technique. It's a deep communication technique with source energy, your greater self, your future, everything. So check out all those. Also, take a look at my blog and I write, describe what flow is. There's also a podcast called Are You New? Or it's for beginners. There might be a webpage there as well. You know, if you're new, look here. And I give you all the beginning resources. Here is where you start if you want to go deeper and learn more about this. So very worthwhile. And oh, I forgot. At the very, very least, get on my mailing list. I will give you a free flow dream to practice with as well as an introduction teaching you how to do it. Gratis, you know, on the house. My gift to you. I just want you to learn it. Experience it. You'll love it. Delicious. So get on that mailing list and you'll get it. You'll see it says free gifts or goodies or something along those lines. That's going to be getting on my mailing list as well as getting the first flow dream for you to work with. And then I'll, go from there. Oh, as far as Me School, if you're listening on a podcast way after the fact, I may have closed the school for the year. I enroll once a year, usually in the springtime. We start in August. So if you have an interest, just email me. Email me right away. As of the current live show here, I'm still accepting a few more students, though technically the school is pretty full. I reached the fill point, but I'm still open to those students who are highly motivated to join me because I can't turn you guys down. Okay, we have a quick break to go to. When we get back, ooh, lots of wonderful calls coming up. And yeah, we are going to go into a flow dream a bit later where we're going to explore what it's like to discover, hey, this is my spiritual path. I'm not putting it in the back anymore. I'm putting it right in the front. What does that mean? How do I even do that? You know, I'm not going to go off and join a convent or, you know, you don't have to. That's not at all what I mean. Okay, stay with me and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Hi, it's summer, but on break, and I know that some of you are still wondering, what is flow dreaming and what is Me School? Because I refer to both of these quite a bit in my podcast. Me School is a transformational program. It's a gorgeous and deeply revealing, empowering online school worldwide, where I teach you how to remodel your life in any way you choose using the technique of flow dreaming, as well as a bunch of other deeply powerful life-changing processes. So Me School is either enrolling or it's accepting names onto the wait list. And that means that I'm accepting students who work with me for the year, and you can learn how to do what I do in life. The way I think, the way I build things, make things, heal things, everything I talk about, you will learn directly from me how to do. You're going to create some amazing things. My Me Schoolers, their lives change way beyond the norm. And you don't even have to be a superstar when you go in. Some of you are, and you're ready to go bigger, play in that bigger field. And some of you are just saying, hey, help, what's next? Where should I go? And both are fine. Both are great. If you're ready to go big, but you know that you need to deepen your own spiritual practice and your personal growth, because that's where it all comes from, right? Then this is where you need to be. Your life only grows as big as you do. So here's what to do. Go on over to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. And during these enrollment periods, you can actually set up a free phone call with me or my staff. And we'll talk about it. Is it a fit? Is it interesting? During waitlist times, we just put you on a list of people who've expressed interest so we can notify you as soon as the doors open. All right, I look forward to hearing from you and even more to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to the episode. Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. Hope you had a good little break there. Let's go right into a flow dream together, and then I'll take calls after we do that. You ready? All right. So what we're going to do here is I will be bringing you into flow with me. And it is not, as I just mentioned earlier, it's not meditation or hypnosis. You may want to think of it as that because you've been trained to anticipate that or expect it. And it may feel a little awkward, like, well, wait a minute, it's not what I'm used to. It's a good thing. Whenever you're learning something new, a new skill, something you haven't seen or experienced before, it feels that way. That means you're learning something new. Flow dreaming has three parts. One is intense, beautiful, deep, engulfing emotion. It is a feeling state that we achieve. And this feeling state is what is communicating directly with our greater selves, with source energy, with our future. In other words, if you feel a bloom of emotion of some type inside you, it's like painting your energy a color, say bright blue. What happens then is that the world reacts to bright blue. If you're painting a feeling of, oh, you know, I'm really going to focus on this, you know, emotional spiritual journey Summer's talking about. She's right. That's got to be number one. How did I let it fall? Oh, and you're pouring your emotions now into the sense of devotion, concentration, desire. You're embracing. It's an embrace. That's the feeling. Oh, I just want to love up the spiritual journey I'm on. I love it. I'm devoted to it. You know, it's like returning to a long lost lover. Oh, I've missed you. I'm here. That's an emotional state. Now, what happens if that emotion is all through you? Well, it's now interacting with the world around you. New forces have to line up. It has to deal with that material that you just created in yourself. And yes, true, you can't live this state every second, every day. But what do you think some concentrated bursts of it during the day does? Well, you can certainly say it's better than none at all. Would you like to give some concentrated bursts of emotional direction throughout the day as opposed to no direction throughout the day? Think of what you've been doing most days. What sort of emotional direction have you been giving? Inadvertent direction, anger, frustration, weariness. Those are the emotions that predominantly we tend to give out. And life reflects that for us very dutifully. So you're going to experience this emotion. You're also going to experience the sensation of flow. And I'm going to show it to you as an image or as a bodily feeling. You daydream your way into it. That's the third component. Daydreaming. Daydreaming unlocks certain parts of your mind. It moves you into an altered state where you cease to be within time. Your brain is not tracking time any longer. Why do you think something so strange like that can happen? Why were we made that way? Let's use it. Let's use it to go out of time, to go into flow, to communicate. This is how I manifest and I create. And I also intuitively receive via this exact same method. Close your eyes with me now and relax. Relax your shoulders. Relax your chest. Relax your heart, your throat. Up now to your jaw, between your eyes. It's all letting go. All letting go. You can feel right now as if you are in a rowboat on a vast ocean, an ocean of light. This light is beneath you, beneath your boat. It's like whipped cream or waves. It's like billions of tiny diamonds spilling in and out and over one another. It's like the northern light streaking through the sky. You float in this energy, and you realize that you are indeed being carried in a certain direction. A direction that just feels right. It's a direction that's ancient inside of you. You don't question it. You don't need to. It's a direction that you yourself created. You, the small personality you, the larger spirit you, the larger flow you, source energy itself, everybody working together. And it made something right and perfect. There's nothing wrong with anything in this flow. Everything is as it should be and when it should be. You are correct and perfect and right in every way. And as you realize this, you realize all those things in my life that feel imperfect, that feel wrong, that feel out of alignment. You can just see them like, oh, somebody dropped a bunch of toys on the floor. I need to go pick them up. These things that seem big, they're minor. They're small. It's like picking up toys, straightening up, getting neat and in order, because your flow is so great, so magnificent, that all your daily worries, your fears, the big things even going on, they're all dwarfed, absolutely dwarfed by the energy and the direction and the momentum of you and your flow and your greater self and your source self and God's vision for you, whatever words you use. And you're starting to think and feel, oh yeah, this really is the key. This really is exactly where I need to be. If everything I do in my life is decided from within this place, this feeling, so many things will be simplified for me. The should I move or not question, the should I date this person or not question, the should I try and reconcile with my mom or not question, all those things, everything makes a lot more sense. You can navigate. You feel that. You say, you're right. I ask myself, does it feel good? Is it in flow? Does it feel like it matches the higher me? I'm not asking how or why or when or how could it possibly occur. No, no. Those are after questions. Those are later questions. Right now, does it feel right? Does it match the sensation of who I am, where I'm going? What kind of spiritual being am I growing into? That's everything. Everything, because it informs every decision I make, every word that comes out of my mouth. What kind of spiritual being am I? Who am I becoming? And then next comes those questions. So what can happen in my life to help me get there? Oh, all right, Flo. Okay, I'll have that thing happen. And let's have that happen as well. Yes, I want to grow here and I want to explore there. Oh yes, because this larger me, it wants all of this. It's curious. Ooh, my spiritual self is curious. Well, let's help her out. Let's answer her questions. Let's offer up. Let's give. Let's give to her. And now life is giving to you. Life is matching you. And you, in turn, are going to give into your life. Embrace it, drink it, and be filled by it. This is you. This is your journey. You feel this in flow. In this feeling place, this vision dissolves. And just like that, you've returned from flow and from your daydream. What did you guys think of that? Right? So this is an example, a very regular, real example of how I work with my spiritual self, the commitment I have made to it, and how it does inform all the decisions in my life. It's not something now I just kind of do here and there. I am devoted to it as the undercurrent, the very welcome, very warmly loved and received undercurrent that floats everything else in my life. Okay. You can think on that. You can feel it for a bit. Again, go to flowdreaming.com. I mention it because, hey, that's my website and it does underwrite the free podcast that you get. So check out the manifesting store, begin practicing, get on the newsletter, download your free flow dream, and let's get going. All right. We come back in a moment and I have all of your beautiful calls to get to. So stay with me and I'll demonstrate some more flow and intuition.
Hey, it's Summer again, and we're on a break, but this is where I catch you up on a couple of things that can really help you go much deeper with flow dreaming. First, if you're wondering, how do I flow dream? What is flow dreaming? Then I have a free kit I created to teach you how to be in flow, how to talk to flow, how to manifest in your flow. Go to flowdreaming.com, enter your email there, and you'll get my tutorial on how to do all of this. I also give you a free flow dream to get started with. And this gives you the first step toward creating a freaking awesome life. And it also puts all of the concepts that you're learning in this podcast into context. So pop in your email on my homepage, flowdreaming.com, right now. Why not? We're on break. And I'll send it right to you. Then if you want to go a step further, you can begin expanding your library of flow dreams, which are these emotionally delicious audios that help you grow your power and manifest your future. This is the stuff. This is what we actually work with, how we do it. And they're on all kinds of topics. You can end fear, you can get unstuck or find your perfect career, be seen, get out of debt, find your soulmate, clear your body of toxins. It's just, the list is practically endless. These playlists are very powerful and very effective. In fact, I get emails every day with thank you notes from lottery winners, people who've just gotten married, people who got these huge unexpected bonuses at work, or they've reduced massive amounts of pain or debt, or they've healed themselves either inside or in their body. So please visit the shop at flowdreaming.com and see how you want to begin changing your life. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. I am Summer McStravick. Let's get into some calls and liven things up. You guys are probably asleep still from our Flow Dream or just luxuriating in the vast ocean. So let's change that energy. How about Leslie in Vancouver? Hey, Leslie.
Hi, Summer.
Sure. What's up?
Well, I moved here very recently. For several reasons, not first choice, but financial and family reasons. Mm-hmm. And so still getting adjusted, but I started looking for work, and I actually had a second interview yesterday for a job that could be very good for, I don't know, kind of a stable interim job. It's not like ultimate job, but I would like the chance to get more education and work on classes and upgrade my skills anyway, which I've been needing to do, but I need something kind of stable.
Yeah.
And also work on other creative things on the back burner, and I haven't been able to do that.
So, Leslie, what kind of work are you interviewing for?
It's a project assistant in an industry I'm familiar with. Felt like they thought that I might be overqualified.
Mm-hmm. Give me the name of someone that you interviewed with. First name is fine. Just feel them in your mind and tell me their name.
Okay. Or how about initials?
Okay. Okay. Initials. Feel them. Because otherwise I have to go find them.
Okay. TD.
Okay.
It was the first person. Mm-hmm. But he's kind of a controller, HR person. Okay. And then I met with two other people yesterday that I'd be working with.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get the feeling they're very serious about filling this role. They need it done. They really do. They need it done. There's some pressure on getting it filled and filled quickly. Someone's pressuring them.
Someone left. Yeah, quickly.
Okay. Yeah, because they're like, fill that hole. It's not like one of those, you know, jobs that opens and languishes for months. Okay, so PD, what do you think of you? There is, on the one hand, it's a bit conflicted. On the one hand, there is the desire to have you because you feel like you could jump in pretty fast. That's important to them. How quickly can you jump in and adjust? On the other hand, you did mention being overqualified. Their concern is that you'll take it and then want to move up real quick. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll want to move and then they'll have to fill it again. And they're a bit concerned, you know, how long are you going to be comfortable in that position? How long will you be comfortable for? Their objective, and maybe that's because I'm in an HR head, is that, you know, they want to minimize the time that they spend hiring. And while you would do it and you'd be great, they don't feel totally assured that you're willing to stay there. You're willing to stay in that. And, you know, looking elsewhere in the company or someplace else, though they're not really thinking you'd move to another company. It's just more like then you'd be creating pressure for a different work. You know what? It's too late now, but, you know, one thing you may have said, or if they ask you back for a second round, is, yeah, I would be very comfortable staying in this role until something else, you know, if something else opened up in the company, I may consider it. But there's no pressure. There's no rush. You know, just something reassuring like that. If this is truly what you want. Okay.
Well, I'm wondering if there's something better.
Better in store
coming
for you?
Up for me. I mean, that's, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, like, would it be in my best interest? I mean, financially it would.
Yeah. Let's see. Looking. See if I see anything else streaking out on your horizon here. I do see the potential for another company that's a little more glamorous somehow than the one you're in. It's got more, I don't know, sexiness to it somehow. Mm-hmm. But it's also a bit more unstable. It's kind of like the job might be open or the job might not be open. It's like you laugh with like, do you guys even know if you're hiring for this job or not? Why am I in here? It's just more like the company runs like that. it's a little more bumpy. The place that you just interviewed with, they're like sort of straight shooters, you know, that you get what you see. This other place, maybe it's something that's more run by, you know, not like a corporate setting, but maybe more individuals. I often see that there's more quirkiness involved, more of the personality. That would be a little bit out though, like, you know, hovering a month out or so, just to keep in mind. That's really the only thing I see at the moment though. So keep generating, keep giving action to flow, keep allowing more opportunities to come in. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Lizzie.
Well, thank you.
I'll let you go. You're so welcome. Take care. Bye. Tamika, how are you? Where are you calling from? Georgia?
Yes.
Hi. How are you? Have we spoken?
Hi.
Have we talked before? Your name is familiar. No?
No, but I spoke to your mom before.
Oh, my mom. Okay. Well, what can I help you with?
Okay,
Sometimes people like to play my mom and I off each other. They'll call her show, then they'll call my show with the same question. They're like trying to see if we're really, which one of you is right. It's like, well, now you won't know, will you? No, kidding.
It was months ago when I talked to her and she helped me do some things, but I'm awesome. Glad to talk to you. And, basically this is what's happening. In my flow, I saw a lot of plush green leaves. I saw myself sort of somersaulting through, you know, the air and just going very, very fast. And recently, I got married and I started a business, and I thought that life was going to be focused on getting closer to my husband and growing the business. Well, I've been listening to a lot of Esther Hicks lately and opening up myself and just going with the flow. Something really strange happened. Somebody I'm acquainted with died. Well, I had a dream about them on Saturday. They died unexpectedly on Sunday. And now his presence is just all around me. And I've never really been in tune to, like, spirits and that kind of thing. I mean, I'm a spiritual person. It just seems like I'm growing in areas I did not anticipate. And I'm
well,
a
good
little...
for you. That doesn't bother me at all. See, for me, when that kind of thing happens, I see this constantly. We get stuck in our head with what we think is next, what we have to do, what should happen, where we're going to go. And then life comes in. Flo knows what's going on. And it says, well, if you want that, we've got to tidy up over here first. Or you think it's this, but that's why you haven't been able to solve it all this time, because you're stuck on the wrong thing. You want to solve it. We're starting to hear that from you. So we're going to bring you over here in this direction instead. People say, what? So you're describing that you're having some spiritual experiences, essentially. You're waking up to another part of yourself.
Right.
Yeah. So let it happen. Are you worried about it?
Yes.
How come? Is it frightening you?
Yeah, I was dealing with a lot of letting fear go in other areas, and I accomplished that. I've lost a lot of friends lately, not to death, but just a lot of people have, while I've been growing, they've just sort of fell by the wayside. And I think I'm a little nervous, although my husband is the reason I listen to you, to your mom, Abraham Hicks. I think my fear is it's going to move me away from him.
Your spirituality would move you away from your husband. Yet he's the one who's responsible. Yeah, for introducing you. Aha. You know what? This is a great opportunity for you to, you know, work it through with him. As long as you're talking it through, as long as you're saying, this is the weirdest thing, but I'm feeling a need for this now. I'm feeling a desire for that now. You know, that, I know that can be scary, especially if you think it's going to mean that, you know, you guys aren't fit for each other anymore. But it doesn't necessarily mean that. What it can mean is that maybe you're no longer comfortable with a relationship where he's the leader and you're the student. Maybe now, you know, something will balance out and that will shift. It's just, we leap to a conclusion in our mind often when that's not exactly what's going on with energy. I would never suggest to you to stop your spiritual evolution and growth because you're afraid it might shift things in your life too much. If you do that, it's like cutting off your circulation. You know, it's not an option. It's just not an option. So this is where you have to go deep into trust and say, hey, you know, God or source, you know, my flow, I trust you that you're taking me where I need to go. You know, take me to the right teachers, take me to the right teachings, take me to the right mindset, take me to that place of deep inner honesty, and I will be your student. You have to.
Thank you so much, Summer.
You're welcome. I hope that's some guidance. You have a lot going on, but just use that as your, you know, your North Pole, okay?
Okay.
All right, my dear. Take care. Bye.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. I have time. I'm getting through calls today. Woohoo! Bernadette, you're calling from Canada, it looks like. Hey, Bernadette.
Hi, Summer. How are
Hi.
You?
I'm good.
Congratulations on your new school. That sounds amazing.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. It's just the love of my life.
Yeah, it's perfect for you.
Having a baby or something.
Yeah,
I was done having kids, but apparently not.
You're perfect for that. That sounds just really delicious. So, way to go. Really great.
So, tell me quickly, because we've only got a few minutes.
Okay, so very quickly. I have been in very much on my spiritual path, and I use my empathic intuition for my work as a coach and everywhere in my life, but I am kind of stuck with in figuring out my relationship. Not stuck, but I've changed a lot. My guy has changed a lot, and we've hit some bumps. Maybe we haven't changed a lot. I'm not even sure if I'm articulating because I'm trying to go fast here, but I'm not sure part of me wants to stay, and part of me thinks I need to go for growth. And then part of me is like, I don't, you know, if I stay here, I'll grow more. But I don't know. But both of us have to be in it to do that, too, I believe, have that intention. And
what's his first name? Because I've only got like 2 minutes.
Scott.
And I don't want to send you off in the wrong direction accidentally in just 2 minutes.
Yes.
Okay, Scott. Let me go see. Scott. What's going on? Scott says that you have changed your expectations of him a lot. He feels like you've changed the rules of your relationship somehow. I don't know what you've been doing or how you've been behaving differently, but he feels a little off balance. He's not sure what to do. You know, he used to know how to relate. Now he's just not sure. There's a lot of confusion going on in him right now. He feels like you are, like looking at other things in your life. I don't know if he realizes that he's one of those things you're evaluating. He may know it intellectually, but in his heart, he just feels like you're searching, and he's hoping you're going to find what you want outside of you in work or career or family, or I don't know what. He's hoping that that's where the changes take place. And then you will come back to what he was familiar with. Right now you feel like almost like a little bit of a different woman to him. It's interesting. Yeah.
So yes, I guess the question is, I wanted to bolt a couple weeks ago and I stayed and I saw a lot of my own stuff and I was happy that I did.
Right.
I know I could just allow life and see how it goes.
What I would do? I'd give yourself a few more months. I would.
Okay.
I'd get to that point where you feel that you know, right now you're kind of back and forth, you know, like a needle in a gauge that can't settle.
Exactly.
You need to get more into the settled space where you go, no, I really know it's right. Don't overstay that place. But when you leave then, or if you choose to leave, it'll feel much more right to you.
Okay.
Right now you're ready, but you're unsure.
Yes.
A couple more months and I believe that it will very much be clear to you.
Beautiful.
Say three.
Thank you so much.
All right, Bernadette, take care.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, I wish I had more time. I always say that. 2-hour show. You know, I used to do a 2-hour show years ago. Okay. I will see you all next week, same time, same place, or on the same app. So my love to you all. Do visit me at flowdreaming.com. Drop me a line anytime you want. Summer@flowdreaming.com. Questions about Me School? Go ahead and check out my Me School page on my website. I give you a bunch of info. And that's it. Okay. My love to you all. Bye now.
All right, that wraps up our episode today. But before you go, two things. One, you can get the Flow Dreaming app in the Google, Amazon, or iTunes app stores. It allows you to search and sort, to mark your favorite episodes. It's completely free to download. And it gives you access to the latest several dozen of these episodes, as well as to the premium episode library, where there are more than 400 episodes that date back 10 years. The app's free, so go download it now at Flow Dreaming in the App Store on your mobile device. And last, if you love my show, I'm going to give a shout out to my mom's podcast. It's called The Dear Venus Show. And she's an amazing intuitive and a medium and super, super funny. Search the words Dear Venus in your podcast directory or online, and that way you can find her too.